This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Good to be here. Welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Oh, it's good to be here. We've got everyone in the house. Everyone's live. We are feeling good. We got the fuel tank full of hydrogen. We are plugged in. We got enough electricity. And do we have any petrol? No, we don't. We're out of petrol. Okay, well, we'll get some petrol anyway. It's good to have you here. Today on Auto World, for the next hour of your life, thank you for joining me. Appreciate it. Absolutely, no matter how you're listening to us, if you're on one of our regular Auto World affiliates, our favorite Auto World affiliate family, great. Appreciate that. If you're listening to us on through my website, great. Thank you. Listening to us through an app. There's many ways, many devices. Absolutely. And it, all that matters to us here at Auto World, that you're with us, and that means everything to us. That's your power, the power of the people here, right here on Auto World, folks. So appreciate it. I'm Mark Evans, a guy that's been behind the microphone for many years, and many years in the Greasy Garage shop. Started a repair business many years ago, and mobile, actually. I went mobile, and I did it in the wintertime here in Boise, Idaho area, where I'm live in the Auto World Plaza. Started back, in fact, I've never shared this, but yeah, my grandma was alive back in the day, and I said to her, Grandma, what do you think? I've been through school. I love this repairing these automobiles. I like helping people. What do you think about me going mobile? She looked right at me. She says, do you understand it's cold out there right now? It's wintertime. I said, well, that's when the people need me. And it was dead silent from my grandma, Mabel. And she said, you're right. I said, why not start it when people... all of us, it's cold. Why would we want to leave our nest where it's warm with our favorite treats that we're eating when I can come to your house and change your oil? So I did. I started it in the winter, called Mobile Lube. Well, right to your house, change your oil right in your driveway. So many of you were so nice to the point of offering me breakfast, lunch, and also dinner, giving me treats while I was in your garage spilling oil all over your garage floor. No, I couldn't spill. I had to get approvals from EPA to not only change your oil on site, but to carry your waste oil in a barrel in a mobile van and drive it away into my greasy garage. So that's how it all started. And today, of course, and I was asked to get behind the microphone, and I did, just because I love helping you, all of you, and you helping me. That's right. I look forward to your emails every week throughout the hour, right here as we are live, and through the week, and please, I keep asking you folks, deliver. Send me your stories, your problems, your challenges, everything you might have in your auto world that you just don't understand. It's getting more complex by the hour, by the second. Yes, I am ASC certified in many different ways, a lot of divisions. I mean, too many to even name. In fact, I ran out of wall space. I'm not bragging. I'm saying that I got certified in a lot of divisions on your car, from the front bumper to the back bumper, and you don't even have bumpers anymore. So it's a hard job. Like a doctor said to me when I was working on his Ferrari. That's right. Very, very, very expensive tune-up. Pulling the engine out, folks. Charging that man's... was it? Right around $15,000, quite a few years ago, that's right, to change spark plugs on a Ferrari. And I said, I just don't understand it. Won't name any names. I said, I don't understand it. Why can't I make the money that you make, doctor, per hour? Well, a lot of you think that we do. Us technicians and mechanics make a ton of money per hour. We charge too much. That's why you're looking for somebody cheaper at all times. Well, doctors, as you know, the hospitals, they charge more than we do. And so I asked him, why don't we? Cars keep changing. I have to keep learning and learning. We're the male and the female body. Doctor hasn't changed for years, has it? He said, no, Mark, but I'd like to see you try to put a water pump on my Ferrari while it was running. and why it is running. Oh. He said, there you have it. We keep you running while we're fixing you, Mark. You can't do that. That's why we get three times more money. I said, all right, I understand. Can't quite stop the fan blade spinning when I'm trying to put a water pump on, can I? Anyway, today here on Auto World, let's get to it. At AAA, I have a reminder from AAA about this month, and we all are part of this little reminder because you're in an Auto World out there. And I also have for you best cars. We're going to go up the list again until we get to the very top, a little bit more of them from Consumer Reports, the top 10 picks of 2024. Mosquito repellent, that's coming up in the summertime, but right now I've got a rain repellent coming this hour. But right now, we're going to go down trackside. That's right. Let's go trackside. He's back with us. And we're going to go trackside with Jeff Motorsports Bressler. He has the Auto World's Motorsports update for us.
Welcome to the Auto World Motorsports update. Friends, let's go back to last month's NASCAR season opener, the 66th running of the Daytona 500. William Byron won the race under caution in his Hendrick Motorsports number 24. Now, while this was a feel-good story for Hendrick's Motorsports, who were celebrating their 40th anniversary this season, another major narrative from the race will perhaps plague NASCAR throughout 2024. Let's listen to Denny Hamlin, driver of the Joe Gibbs Racing number 11.
I want to race. I want to battle. I want to shoot through the middle. I want to go to the bottom and top. But I couldn't because the field's jammed up. Everyone's trying to just save gas because that's the type of racing that we have now.
So Denny was talking about fuel management at Daytona. Conserving fuel at super speedways like Daytona and Talladega, it may be a scientific formula for success, but it makes for very boring racing. This year's 500 was basically a contest of who could save the most fuel for 80% of the race. Now, the point of saving fuel, which has been a growing trend at the Super Speedway events, is to help teams have a quicker green flag pit stop before the end of the race stages or the end of the overall race. A quicker pit stop, even if it's only by a few tenths of a second, means better track position. Now, in order to achieve these savings, the field in the 500 pretty much froze itself for most of the race. If you watch the 500 in person or on TV, it was an extremely boring event to view. It was a 480-mile fuel-saving race, and then a 20-mile sprint of total chaos to the finish line. Now, NASCAR has taken note of this. Here's Elton Sawyer, NASCAR's VP of Competition.
You know, just over time, you know, 76 years of NASCAR racing, and our race teams are just so good, and our teams are so good, and our drivers are so good, and the strategy and the preparation that goes into these events, they don't leave any stones unturned. And in the Daytona 500 or super speedway racing in general, it's kind of come down to that, and basically what you're trying to do is spend the least amount of time on pit road that you can. So you're getting through those stoppages, whether it be stage one or two, you're getting the opportunity to gain some track position. So it is something that we're looking into. Ultimately, we want to, you know, drop the green flag on the race, and they're racing as hard as they can until we drop the checkered flag. And there's some strategy in between there, and we will definitely take a much deeper dive in this particular situation and in the strategy that goes into it.
Although kind of a cryptic statement there, Sawyer knows that there is a problem that needs to be resolved. Now, my solution is it's time for NASCAR to totally eliminate stage breaks, especially at tracks like Daytona and Talladega. We'll follow this story throughout the season. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Auto World Motorsports Update.
Perfect. Thank you, Jeff. Motorsports Bressler, I appreciate it. There's Jeff down at trackside. I appreciate it. Coming every week, folks. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, welcome back to Auto World. In fact, talking about dropping the top, we're going into that season, and a little trivia for us here on Auto World right off the bat. In 1969, Cadillac, they did do it. They introduced the very first electric sunroof. Talk about dropping the top. Oh, yes. Well, it's time right now. This month, folks, is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. This is a reminder from AAA. That's right, AAA. Take a look at their memberships. You know, it's amazing. The cost is for a full year's membership price is not a lot of money at all. And in fact, how many jumps do you get? Jump starts, I say. That'll even bring gasoline out to you if you run out of gas. And or if you have an electric car, guess what? They have vehicles that will be able to come to your electric car and charge you up so you can get going. Because that's your fuel. AAA. Check them out. National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. They just want to make sure that all of us are aware of, you know, come on, no more being distracted. Tips to avoid a distracted driver, of course, is to place your mobile device, come on, out of sight to prevent temptation to look to see who's texting you. Come on, do it. And, you know, when you're using your navigation system, program your destination before you start driving. And if you have to call or text while driving, come on, pull it over, pull it over, pull it over, and do it. Stop it. Stop first. Put it in park. P for park. And then text and call. Oh, yeah. You passengers, come on. You can help, too. Be a good passenger. Speak out if you feel the driver's distracting you, which is distracting their driving. Come on, tell them to put the phone down. Set up your phone before you start driving to your GPS, to your Apple Play, to your Android Play. Just set it up before you head out. Then you can put 10 and 2 on the steering wheel and not be distracted. Because, well, I want to make sure you stay in your lane when I'm on a two-lane highway and you're coming at me. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's all. A little reminder from AAA. That's right, because this month of March is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. I want you here for the next second, minute, hour, and the next 10, 20 years. So let's not be distracted. Okay, it's time here on Auto World. There's talking about the seasons and all and what's coming up and what's here today. We've got white gold out there in Boise, Idaho today. That white gold is called snow, for body shops, that is. I've got a product that, we like to call it the product of the week. Now, that bell means that, remember the olden days, and a lot of you might not be in full-service gas stations are way, long, long gone. But I started with a full-service gas station as a gas station attendant, and there's a little rubber hose, and you drove in, and there was air in that hose, and what did you do? You ran over the rubber hose, and when you ran over the rubber hose, it went, and I knew you were out front. So I ran out front. And with that, back in that day, along with today's world, that was 40-some years ago, folks. But today, the product's still here. It's called Rain-X. Are you familiar with the little yellow bottle with the blue sticker on the front of it that says Rain-X by the original? Perfect. You did it. It's Auto World's product of the week. Now, what's this Rain-X supposed to do? It's a little squirt bottle. First, you got to get the bugs off the windshield. Come on, get the sewage off the windshield first. And you can do all your glass. Go all the way around your car, your van, your SUV, your pickup. Do all the glass. Just make sure it's clean first, dry. And then just take a terry cloth towel, squirt some Rain-X on it, the original Rain-X. It's in a yellow bottle. It dramatically improves wet weather driving visibility, folks. You just apply to the exterior glass. It repels the rain, the sleet, the snow, repels it. Yeah, it gets to the point when, in fact, you don't really even need wiper blades anymore. Throw them away. Sell the wiper motor and give it to the boneyard. Man, you don't even need it. Well, you do when it really gets a rain. But no, this really does work. Rain-X, the original. Wipe it on that glass all the way around, and you'll see that, in fact, your windshield is so much clearer, cleaner, and, again, you won't hear the wiper blades screeching. Rain-X, it works. By the way, they're not a sponsor of the program. They maybe should be now. Anyway, they're not. I just wanted to make sure that you have a product on your glass for a good rain repellent, sleet repellent, and snow repellent, because it reminded me of the season that we're in. That's where it's at. Product of the week. Somebody keeps running over our rubber hose. Eddie, the engine emailer. See that? Yeah, he says, yeah, that's where I started back in the day. Absolutely. Well, now I want to get to, we didn't get to it last week, and in fact, it's quite interesting that, in fact, I just couldn't believe it, but there's five legendary mass-produced Hemi engines that were not built by Chrysler. A lot of you know about the Hemi engine. Oh, yeah. The Hemi engine that's out there today that's hemispherical combustion chambers. Oh, yeah. It's been around since the early days of the 20th century, folks. Oh, yeah. Conceived to maximize the cylinder volume to service ratio that produce less heat and more power than conventional flat chamber design. The Hemi engine. Well, guess what? In the United States, Ford and Chrysler began experimenting with the Hemi heads as early as 1940. Well, but later, mass-produced motors during the 50s, with the Hemis, of course. From 1965 onwards, Chrysler applied the hemispherical combustion chamber and the patent Hemi nameplate to its most powerful V8s. That's right. But guess what? Why Chrysler's potent 8-cylinders became the most renowned power plants to employ Hemi heads. They weren't the only car engines to use them. Here we are, five of them, the Toyota V8. Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Toyota began developing an upscale sedan to offer wealthy buyers a home-built alternative to the similar American imports. That was back in 1960. Codenamed V, but nicknamed Toyota Hemi. The 113-horsepower 2.6-liter engine debuted in the 1964 Crown 8. And from 1967 to 1997, it was used in the company's flagship model, this Sentry. Now, let's go to the Jaguar. XK6 had a Hemi. Introduced back in 1949, the six-cylinder was one of the first and longest service units that used hemispherical combustion chambers. The Jaguar. The Jaguar. And now the Porsche air-cooled flat six. That's right, hemispherical. Wow. When we come back, we're going to go up the list. No, let's get to the parents. Come on, parents and grandparents. Parents.com has given me the list. I've got it for you when we return.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Amid escalating humanitarian concerns in Gaza, the U.S. set to initiate airdrops of aid into the region. John Kirby, spokesperson for the National Security Council, confirmed that the airdrops will start in the coming days. The CDC has updated its COVID guidelines. You no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. People with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they have been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving. Closing arguments have concluded in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fawnie Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case. The judge anticipates giving a decision within the next 2 weeks. Corey Myers, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And driving our automobiles and your auto world and my auto world, we tend to forget about insurance prices, insurance costs, don't we? We just take it for granted. The insurance companies take that price out of your checkbook every month automatically. You get a couple dollar discount maybe because it's withdrawn from your checking account and all. But a little auto world tip, I would recommend that you check in with your insurance company, your local agent, say hi. Maybe just drive your automobile in there and say, hey, how's it going? And make sure that they're a friend of yours. Just like I've always said here with a detail shop, repair shop, automotive shop, technician, mechanic, transmission. You know, make sure you get friends in the business. And that way your prices do fall, period. So check in and you'll find out that you probably will get a discount. And you'll probably find out that you not only do you own the AAA membership, but your insurance agent might have slipped a tow insurance in there for you, where now you got double insurance. So I'm here to help you save money and, well, maybe understand that saving money is the best thing to do. Yeah. Okay, let's finish this, though. Let's finish up. I didn't give you all five of the five legendary mass-produced Hemi engines that were not built by Chrysler. Starting off the top, we had the Toyota VV8 was one of them. Then, going down the list, we had the Jaguar XK6 had a hemispherical head on it. And then the Porsche air-cooled 6. Yeah, since it was established in 1931, Porsche, they built one with a hemispherical head. They did, back in the day. Initially, naturally aspirated by a 2.0-liter engine, of course, capable of delivering 110 horsepower. Flat 6 featured hemispherical combustion chambers. And then the next one was the Aston Martin V8. They had it. Oh, yeah. Yes, oh, yes. Hemispherical. 5.3 liter that made a healthy 315 horsepower. Oh, yeah. The engine featured a dual overhead cam heads with hemispherical combustion chambers. Not Chrysler. And the last one was Alfa Romeo Buzzo. The V6. Yeah. Aston Martin, a legendary Italian car maker. They had it also. Back in the 1960s and 1970s, all of the Alfa production models were powered by motors developing in-house. One of the last greatest engines of Alfa Romeo developed more scratch has a V6 known as the Buzzo. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it right. Buzzo. Yep. Hemispherical heads. There's your five legendary, like the Chrysler. Parents, grandparents, it's time. Listen up. And I know a lot of you might not be parents. A lot of you might be thinking about becoming parents. And a lot of you are grandparents like I am. I have kids, and I'm a parent, and I'm also a grandparent. So, with that, parents.com. Parents Magazine also, but parents.com sent me a report. Thank you. Appreciate it. About the Parents 2024 Best Family Car Awards that were just took place. And a lot to be said. You know, parents sometimes think different than, well, a single person. Yeah, that's right. So with that, Parents Best Family Cars Awards of 2024, we have the best, I have them for you today, right here on Auto World. The best minivan for families is the Chrysler Pacifica. They have a staff, folks, that drove these cars. They do ride and drives. They, you know, they take the families in them. They take their kids in them. And, boy, do I know that, doing ride and drives back in the day and test vehicles. I actually, way back when, in the 1998, 2000 years and all that, early days, 20-some years ago, I put my kids in the car, and they gave me a test drive themselves, if you know what I mean. So, Parents.com is offering us this, Parents Best Family Car Awards. Best minivan for families is a Chrysler Pacifica. Prices, here's some prices and specs. Starting at $39,000, has 287 horsepower, it's a V6 engine, of course. Estimated to get 22 miles per gallon. Going down the list, the best full-size three-row SUV for families is three-row, folks. Three-row Ford Expedition. Yep. Prices and specs on that one starts at $55,000, 380 horsepower, V6 engine in it, estimated to get 23 miles per gallon. Pretty good size rig for a good 23 miles per gallon. Wowza. So the best midsize three-row SUV for families, according to Parents.com, is the Honda Pilot. Yep. Low price and specs on this one is $37,000 starting price, 285 horsepower V6 engine, estimated to get 22 miles per gallon. And that is classified as the Honda Pilot midsize three-row SUV. Now let's go to the best midsize five-passenger SUV for families, and that is the Toyota RAV4. Starting at $29,000, 203 horsepower, with a four-cylinder engine, estimated to get 27 miles to the gallon. Now going up the list, the best luxury full-size three-row SUV for families on their survey of Parents.com, Best Family Cars Awards for 2024, that would be the Cadillac Escalade. That is the full-size luxury three-row SUV. Starting at $82,000. 420 horsepower, V8 engine estimated to get 16 miles to the gallon. That's not too far off from the other ones with that big engine. Now, for the best luxury midsize three-row SUV for families is the Lexus TX. According to their survey, Parents Survey, Parents.com, price $55,000 starting, 275 horsepower, four-cylinder turbo engine. Oh, yeah. Estimated to get 23 miles per gallon. Let's go up the list now to the best luxury midsize five-passenger SUV for families, the Genesis GV80. You familiar with the Genesis? Prices start at 58,300 horsepower, four-cylinder turbo engine, estimated to get 22 miles per gallon. Now, for you families, parents, come on. I know you're thinking about electric. The best electric three-row SUV for families is the Kia EV9, and it's a tie, the Volvo EX90. That would be the Parents' Best Family Car Awards 2024 for the best electric three-row SUV for families. Now, prices start $55,000 for the Kia. 215 horsepower, 230-mile range. Yep. Wowza. How about the Volvo? Well, the Volvo, actually, let me see here. The Volvo gets even a little bit more. Oh, yeah. It's the EX90 Volvo promise capability for families. The wow factor is their interiors, I understand. Yeah, it makes you feel good. Got the feel-good interior in it. So with that, that is your list of SUVs and the sports sedans and the big full-size. Well, the Parents.com, the best Parents 2024 Best Family Car Awards for the 2024 year that we're living in today, folks. So you parents and grandparents, take a look and listen. And also, you can always go back to my podcast, because I'm Motor Mouth Mark here. How do you get to my podcast to listen to the past shows from today all the way back in the years? You can go to my website at autoworldmedia.com. Autoworldmedia.com. You'll see me there and go in and you'll see the red bar that says podcast archives there. And also you can listen to the third hour of Auto World if your favorite radio station that you're listening to me on right now does not take the third hour. Holler at them, email them, call them. Let's get them to take the third hour, because coming up on the third hour, I've got a motor home recall. Ouch. And we're going up the list also with the Consumer Reports top 10 picks. We're going to come back. Email, it's time.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Yes, we got that hot rod Lincoln out back, actually, that's been hammered and sledged. We got a sledgehammer, we all take it, whenever we need to take our, when you can't get the nut broke loose, the nut there trying to do the job, I take the sledgehammer and we just beat the living. Okay, that's where all your trivia gear, Sarah, is in the trunk of this old 50s. What year is that thing, Eddie? Eddie, the engine emailer, he knows. He's hit that thing a couple, two, three times. Anyway, there's a new weather strip around that trunk, and your gifts are going to stay dry. I got always got some detailed gifts for you folks. I got Tom here that he just emailed, and he says, hey, Mark, on this parents.com best family car word thing, do you have the best family sedan? I said, well, let me see, and I do have it for you, Tom. First off, let's do a shout-out. Tom, he's listening to us on WRMN, AM 1410. Let's do a shout-out. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. He says, Tom's with us in Illinois, right there in Arlington Heights, Illinois, listening to us on WRMN 1410, AM 1410, that is, right there in Elgin and Wheaton and Aurora, our Arlington Heights. Good to have you along, Tom, and all everybody listening there. 2 hours on here on Sunday. Do appreciate you being here with us. Absolutely. Tom, I do have it, and that is that parents.com. Again, I was giving everybody the list of the parents.com just did the best family car awards for 2024, and they've come up with their survey, and this survey for the best family sedan is the Honda Accord. And the price and some specs on it, Tom? The price is $28,000 starting, of course. And the specs, a little bit of horsepower here, is about 192 horsepower, 4-cylinder turbo engine, estimated to get 32 miles per gallon. Now, they're winner, winner, chicken dinner, huh? That they've got the best right there down the whole entire list that I've been talking about. Of course, that's not an SUV, but that is clarified as the best family sedan, the Honda Accord. Also, I'm going to go ahead and give you sports lovers. Yeah, oh yeah, you folks that like to drive those sports cars. The parents.com also has the best sports sedan for the families, and that would be the Cadillac CT5V Blackwing, starting at 51,000, with 237 horsepower, with a four-cylinder turbo engine, estimated at 27 miles a gallon. Ah, that beats all the other SUVs up the list. Thanks, Tom, for emailing me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I got a little gift for you. A gift bag that gives you some detail products. Well, when you're smelling good on the inside and make sure your car looks good, shining on the outside when you show up to show off your car. Let me know what kind of car you drive, Tom, and or your first car would be awesome. A little story behind it. We're, again, on our website. We're starting. Axelrod Alex is handling the website, and he's going to be putting up the listeners and fans' cars. So send us your photos of your first car, your last car, your lemon car you did not like, the best car you've ever had. You know, things like, you know, just a picture, a little story behind it. We'll put them up. You can change your name if you like. No big deal. We're just going to put your photo up there and your story to kind of just sit back. All of us can say, oh, yeah, I had that same problem with my first car, too. How to do that? Send it to us on email-wise. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Now, we're almost running out of time, but Eddie the engine says it's time to get into the follow-up email bag. Thank you. Send me the email bag over. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it. Let me get in there. This is all about follow-ups this week here on Auto World. There's one. Follow-ups. That's right. Thank you for following up, folks. We have quite a few of them, and now we've got an email bag exclusively for follow-up emails. I have one here from Hannah. In Minnesota. Awesome. Let's do it. I can read it. Looks like, yes. If you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just let me know and I won't. But I'll still help you for sure. You can change your name if you'd like, but I've got one from Hannah here. Okay, now, so a follow-up means that I've helped you before, and now you're just following up. Just let me know if I did or did not help you. I hope I helped you, Hannah. Let's find out. Follow-up email, Mark. Hope you share it. Awesome. I am. Back in 2023, I sent you a quick email note and a copy of the repair bill on my Chevrolet truck. Not only did you email me back, but you took the time to call the shop. With your call, they lowered my bill by $150. Mark, thank you for taking the time to talk to them and to do that for me. Hannah, with the pink wrap in Crosby, Minnesota. Oh, I know who I'm talking to. Hannah, that's awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate the pat on the back there. And I appreciate it. I had a really good conversation with the shop, folks, and that's what it's all about. Hannah, as you know, the shop's your best friend now. And yeah, I know you saved $150. They're not mad. In fact, they just agreed to that. In fact, the flat rate was off, quite a bit off, an hour's worth. So that's how we handled that. And $150 is $150, isn't it, Hannah? That's absolutely correct. And that's what I like to hear. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right there in Crosby, Minnesota. And that would be Brainerd Business Radio. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Brainerd Business Radio, KVBR, AM 1340, FM 95.1. Right there, Randall, Motley, East Gull Lake, Brainerd, Crosby, Minnesota, right where Hannah is. Good to have you along, Hannah, and everyone there listening. Appreciate it. That's what it's all about. Follow-up emails. I love them. Thank you. Makes me feel so good. Hey, even if I didn't help you, it didn't work out right, I still want to hear from you. That's right. Because that's how I learn. You learn, and the shop learns. Now, this is not just for repair shops. Automotive repair. This is for your detail shops, folks, your brake shops, your tire shops, your body shops that can help you. Sometimes it's just better to have a third party involved to kind of iron things out. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I know what you're saying. Okay, now, so I didn't get to this last week, so we're going to get to it here on the second hour, and then we're going to go and let you know that we're going to see you over on the third hour. And this is one thing that's quite interesting. You know, back in the day, you know, some of those motors we had in our old cars, we used them as boat anchors, right? No. I've got the five largest displacement engines ever fitted into American production cars, folks. That's right, the largest. Big ones. Oh, yeah. The Ford 385 Series 460 V8. It was a big one. It could barely fit into the cavity. Oh, yeah. Big block V8 families. high-performance Boss, Cobra Jet, Super Cobra Jet 429s. They were huge. Here's another one. Ford, how about the 462 MEL V8? That thing, the MEL motor, oh, that thing was huge. It was developed during the late 1950s. The MEL, Mercury, Edsel, Lincoln, that's what that stands for. MEL, Mercury, Edsel, Lincoln. It was a series of the big block V8s. They replaced the Lincoln Y block in Formoco's full-size passenger cars. Oh, it's huge. How about the Marmon? The Marmon V16. That means 16 cylinders. Heck with V8s, let's make it a 16 and make it bigger than big can be, huh? Indiana-based Marmon Motor Car Company was the first manufacturer to develop a V16 way back in 1927. Can't forget about the Cadillac 500 V8. That thing was huge, too. Oh, yeah. I think that thing was bigger than the V16 Marmon. Oh, that was huge. How about the Dodge VXI V10? You know what that was in. The Viper. Yes, these are the five that were so big that, in fact, it took a shoehorn to get them in. How do I know? Well, I don't have a shoehorn that big, but I do know that, in fact, it's kind of like the Ferraris, Lamborghinis, the Bulls. As a mechanic technician, it takes a lot to figure out how to get in there and get that part out. Yeah, a lot. Oh, yeah. A little bit of trivia before we go out on this hour and the garage door goes down. Look forward to seeing you on the third hour. If your favorite radio station, again, does not take the third hour of Auto World, it's completely different and new and fresh than the first or the second hour. You can go to my website, autoworldmedia.com, and take a listen. Back in 1946, France introduces a vehicle tax based on horsepower, folks. Back in 1946, a policy still in place in the 1990s. The more horsepower you had, the more money you had to pay. Thanks, France. Again, thanks for joining me here, first, second, and now going into the third hour. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. Appreciate you being here. We got a recall coming up on the third hour. Motorhomers, come on, listen up. And, oh yeah, the word with Mark. And much, much more. Thanks, guys. Everybody, gals, drive safe and motor on.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.